You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With another Guy Fawkes come and gone, calls to implement stronger fireworks regulations have reignited amid several blazes this weekend, wreaking havoc around the country. Every year, the public are urged to use fireworks safely, but some argue just issuing annual warnings is not enough. I spoke to Alice Hayward, a spokesperson for the Ban the Boom campaign, who are hoping to support fun, not fear, and end the private sales of fireworks.
So we, you know, if it was to be just on the 5th, that we really don't care about that. It's just the irresponsible behaviour that happens before and after the 5th without any respect to neighbours or, you know, people in the area. So, you know, but it's sort of pushed, like we've been campaigning probably since 2013, and we were trying to do it in a way where we could just put restrictions on it. But as the years have gone by, irresponsible behaviour that's happening is just too great. So that's what's really pushing for the ban of private sales.
This campaign has been going on for 9 years, and I think every year you have these renewed calls to ban the private sales of fireworks. This weekend in particular, there were a bunch of fires just in relation to fireworks and a bunch of other incidents that are still unknown, but it did kind of happen around the Guy Fawkes weekend as well. What kind of impact do fireworks have apart from these fires?
Oh, it has such a wide impact on not only, you know, animals, but even, you know, humans with PTSD, or they've been, you know, war veterans, and even with, you know, sensory issues. It's quite widespread, especially as well, as you say, with the fires, because the volunteer fire crew, you know, it impacts them as well, and all the pilots that have to take out the fires.
And you've also outlined things that you're hoping to achieve, such as reducing the permitted noise levels and reducing the height of these fireworks, just to kind of reduce the widespread impacts of these fireworks. Is this kind of a realistic goal to be pushing for, given that you've campaigned for 9 years and people don't seem to be wanting to pick it up?
Yeah, that's mainly for the pyrotechnic as well, because, you know, I could hold my own private pyro display. We are finding that each year fireworks are getting louder and more, you know, more impact in the surroundings. So, but it's hard because you don't know who's regulating it, you know, and actually checking the containers that come in, you know, they just do a spot check. It is quite a big issue.
I think there's actually only a few, I think, registered fireworks private businesses around. I guess, would they kind of have this interest in not supporting a ban because it is kind of a very small business that is limited if these bans were to take place?
Yeah, there's a difference between, so this is where the bad eggs ruin it for the good, right? There are amazing pyro companies out there that import fireworks, but I also know that there are some that will push the boundaries, right?
And some people have also raised concerns about cultural festivals like Diwali, because obviously fireworks aren't just limited to the 5th of November. Would this ban have a detrimental effect on other festivities outside of irresponsible fireworks behaviours?
I don't think so, because if you're having a Diwali festival, you're using a permitted pyrotechnic company to do it. It's in the backyard fireworks that are the issue, and to be fair, like if it's a festival of lights, you know, they can do other light displays if needed, but it's a very big tricky one. Really, no matter who you talk to, you're going to have lots of opinions. The general public that I feel are just tired. We're tired. It goes on for weeks.
Yeah, so you don't just have these fireworks limited to, let's say, Guy Fawkes. You've got your 5th of November, which is the official day. Personally, I can recall the days leading up to Guy Fawkes. There were fireworks basically every night. this is kind of, yeah, from the campaign's perspective, this isn't acceptable.
Yeah, no. And if it was limited to the one night, we wouldn't be in this situation. Like, I remember doing fireworks with my family on the night, on the 5th, in the backyard with a small box of fireworks, and we would be done by 10 p.m. You know, we're far past that now.
And I guess Fens is also kind of run off its feet at the moment with staffing. Noise control can't shut down fireworks, which I find really interesting.
Yes, so it's quite a round robin. You ring council, they say ring police. You ring someone, they pass it on, because obviously when you ring council for noise control, the fireworks are over by the time they get there. So it's really hard to even, you know, people don't have someone they can call. They're pretty much hostage in their own house, really, with their animals or their kids trying to sleep, nights on end, having to get up early for work.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about your campaign and what you're hoping to achieve?
Well, it's, you know, if everyone was respectful, there wouldn't even need to be a campaign against it. You know, even the Christchurch fires that happened, one firework created a massive impact on so many lives. And it's just, when does it stop? You know, all us animal owners are quite tired. Mums and fathers are quite tired. So, yeah.
That was Alice Hayward, spokesperson for the Ban the Boom campaign to end the private sales of fireworks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.